Right. So we did a review of those early COVID purchases, COVID test kit purchases. And I think there is a single outcome, which is that no one can say with certainty how that process actually occurred. There is not enough formal documentation of the process to be able to identify many of the critical decision points. So who ordered, on the basis, who approved an order, whether there was an evidence, you know, there isn't sufficient evidence of whether or not, you know, checks were made on the quality of what was being purchased. What became obvious in reviewing everything that was eventually sent to us, and we reviewed thousands of messages and documents and text messages, is that there's no formal, I mean, there's one single thing that comes out, but there was before today, no formal process for the procurement during under emergency or exceptional situations. It was done in an ad hoc fashion, which doesn't allow one to audit or review because there isn't the document base. There isn't the one folder. There isn't the one, you know, binder that says, here's who identified the need. Here's who identified who the potential suppliers are. Here's how the supplier was chosen. Here's who approved. That just did not exist before the regulation that was approved and put into place by GSA today. It was an ad hoc and very, very untraceable process. So I think that is probably the singular takeaway. And rather than focusing on, you know, the board is not a law enforcement agency. We don't focus on law enforcement issues. That's somebody else's business. What we focus on is trying to make it better. And what you're hearing today is the result of that. You know, lesson learned from that COVID contract review is that we needed the rules that are now in this procurement regulation.